America are literally burning down, and the narratives are extremely confusing. My name is Elijah Schaefer, and this is Slightly Offensive, a special episode right now recording out of the studios in Dallas. I just moved here. For those of you guys that are wondering, this is not my set. This is somebody else's, but this is an emergency episode that we have to make, and it's vital that we get this footage to you. Before I jump into anything, we're going to play this first clip. And I want you to just take a look at what Dallas looked like on the first nights of riots, and then we're going to go ahead and get into this.
Lit in the streets, at least one dumpster fire so far. Right now, police are responding. So right now, this is in the middle of Dallas, Texas.
Yeah, so this clip, amongst many others, is important because right now we're going to get into exactly what happened at the riots in Dallas, and most importantly, looking at the greater narrative. Cities were on fire. People were killed. Many were beaten. One protester even caught himself on fire, and they are looting these cities. What makes the matter the most frightening to me is the defense of the looters. The way that Hollywood celebrities and people like Chrissy Teigen have said they would post bail for the rioters and the looters. People are coming in defense of the people who are responsible for destroying this country. There is no tolerance for what is currently going on outside in the streets of this country. But the reason why I'm making this episode is because I need to recount what happened that night and over the two nights in Dallas. I want to show you this footage of what we captured firsthand, and then I want to refute the smears and the slanders that the mainstream media is doing. So we're going to play this clip too. Check this out of people looting Neiman Marcus, a high-end store. So to make matters worse, we started out protesting on the streets of Dallas, and within minutes, it turned into complete rioting. Police were attempting to defend that store. They were overrun, and people forced themselves inside of it. This is where it gets serious. I want to let you know that these are not protests that are happening around the country right now. These are not people sharing their grievances about an indiscrepancy about racial inequality. These are thugs. These are rioters. These are individuals who are stealing from business owners already suffering during the coronavirus. The police lost so much control of the city of Dallas within minutes of the riot starting that I want you to watch this next clip as within the first hour, they were just aimlessly firing tear gas at the protesters trying to bring some balance back to the force. Now, the reason why I've chosen this order of clips, and I want you to listen that sound, the shots being fired. Dallas was one step away from a war zone, and I mean that because live rounds were fired on the second night. I don't know if it was by police or by protesters. But what I do know is that the people and the chaos that ensued was beyond the capability for the police to actually respond to. And this is where it gets really scary, guys. People tell you to trust the police. They tell you that, you know, a good guy with a gun stops a bad guy with a gun, but leave it up to us, leave it up to officers. In the city of Dallas, the police were not able to control the violence. They were not able to protect the businesses. They were not even able to protect themselves. Check out this this footage of them shooting. They shot a tear gas can into a woman who had, like, I don't even know if she was a part of the protest. She was just parked in her car and she panics. Watch, this is insane. And cue the next clip, too, because that's the next part of this.
Harley! Oh my God! Fuck you, you piece of fucking shit! You almost run Yes!
Now, if you're like me and you look at that and you question what is going on in America, then you are in the right place. The police were responding to these things in ways that I've never seen police respond. They were panicked. And there's something really scary that happens when you're in an event and the police are panicking. And I mean, it's on the first night, they really just didn't know what they were doing. And the second night as well. My gosh. Poor officers really out there I obviously don't want to use live rounds because who wants to shoot a bunch of black and Mexican people or Hispanic people on the streets when they're literally rioting potentially about, you know, a black person who was killed with unnecessary force in Minneapolis. So the police didn't know what to do. I don't think they were prepared for this level of rioting in the streets of Dallas. I really don't. And the way that they did, they just launched, you know, rubber bullets and pepper bullets and different things with no recuse. They didn't even know where they were shooting. And to put we're going to get into this a little bit more in a few extra clips, but I want to bring this up. On the first night, I brought up the fact that the riot was organized. People were yelling, oh, there are bricks, 100 bricks over here on this corner, on this corner. And the mainstream media mocked me and they go, oh, you're a liar. You're a fabricator. You made this up. There's no evidence. Well, it turns out. Maybe it just turns out I'm not a liar. Maybe it turns out I don't go to these things with a prerequisite to try to prove that anybody's wrong. Maybe I actually thought that George Floyd was killed unnecessarily. Maybe I understand the narrative that goes on where black people believe, even though it's not backed by statistics, that they are unfairly targeted by police. I know that it's not true, but I know that they believe it, and it's a narrative that's pushed, so I understand why they're upset. I also understand about opportunists coming in, and I also maybe, just maybe, you little, you know, left-wing journalists in your box apartments in Los Angeles and New York don't actually go to these things like I do. And you don't know what they're doing at these things because you don't give a damn about the truth. And I said that there were bricks on the corners and directions, not because I want to bullshit people, it's because there were. Well, it turns out that all those people that now deleted their tweets found out that I wasn't wrong. There were pallets of bricks. Check this out.
This right here?
Yeah, they put them there.
This
on
the
purpose.
Setup.
They put them there on purpose.
Y'all know
bro.
Where we at.
They gonna set them all right up on the route. Of
y'all know what building this is
come
right
on
here.
Now.
I ain't even gonna say what name it is.
Hey, where do them bricks go to? Where do them
this
bricks
is set
go
up.
To? Where do them bricks
we gotta
go
do
to?
Better.
Ain't no damn construction.
Gotta do better.
Ain't no damn construction around here.
I see.
Ain't no damn construction around here. You just gonna set a pallet of bricks right there. Oh, okay.
Listen, I did jury duty 3 months ago. Y'all don't keep no bricks right there. Do better.
I mean, guys, that's one of the protesters. Maybe he's not a rioter. He did jury duty. I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. You know, I'll let him. I'll call him a protester so his parole agent doesn't give us a call. But there were bricks on the streets, and I don't like to get preachy, but this is calling out to the journalists at The Intercept. Shut the hell up and do your own research. You know, maybe go out there and be a journalist. Journalism's dead in 2020. It's just people sitting behind computers making up stories off of people actually doing journalism. That's really what it's come down to, unfortunately. I was there. And we got to ask, this is not the only city where pallets of bricks were showing up. These were in a lot of places. Go Google it. Go Twitter it. Go search yourself. Be a good researcher. But I'm going to tell you, people go, oh, the police had it in control, you liar. Okay, cool. Check out this next clip.
I can't breathe.
You know, that's people calling me a liar that the police had it under control. It wasn't that bad. Remind me of myself after I've had too many beers and I'm trying to explain to my wife, I swear I can have another beer. No, I really can. It's not even affecting me. And she's like, you put 7 F's in that word affecting. Affecting. That was a long, I thought I said affecting, but I spelled it long. You know, you get long talk when you have too many beers, but yeah, crucify me, okay? Yes, I know it's not good for my health or for my spiritual walk, but this, come on, let's take the attention away from my problems and bring them into Dallas, right? Let's do that. This is good. Yep, the producer's nodding his head. This was the beginning. This was the first night. This wasn't even the intense footage. This isn't even where I'm going to get preachy on you guys yet. Let's go ahead and let's look at 15 minutes after the second night protest started. 15 minutes. Look at what ensued. Check this out. Yeah, so you want to know what was going on there? I don't know. They were breaking into a tobacco shop, taking free drinks, throwing them in the street, shooting fire extinguishers into the sky. By the way, a minority-owned business, presumably. Call me a racist, but I've never seen a small up shop like that not run by minorities. Not to mention the two people working there were black. Talk about racial inequality. I hate to see black business owners treated the way that they've been treated. And I don't want to bring identity politics into this, but if you're going to race riot for identity politic and tribalistic ideas, maybe try not targeting black people. I don't know. It could support your false narrative a little bit better. But I don't want to make light of this. I really don't. This is next video was taken a couple minutes after, and this are people breaking into a CVS and cheering. It's like, is this America? Check this one out. And I want you to, in your mind as you watch this, to ask yourself, what would you do if you were an owner or an operator of a place like this? Because we're gonna look at some footage of somebody who did freak out. Yeah, and just go ahead and roll into the next clip, just showing kind of what it looked like inside. I'm standing outside here of a CVS in downtown Dallas that was broken into and looted out here in the state of Texas. But if you guys see right here, people have now left and the group is now going downstream. All the officers are coming this direction. CVS? Come on, guys. CVS, your neighborhood dispensary of legalized addictions, right? I mean, that's what it is. I mean, they I don't think, is it CVS? One of them doesn't sell cigarettes anymore, but they will sell you Percocet. And so at least you're not going to die from lung cancer, just an OD. That's just my take on it. But bringing this a little bit forward, as the night progressed, they started tearing down construction sites and creating headquarter bases for the protesters to defend against police.
Bring us one more.
Well, guys, at least those comrades were living up to their ideology and they were working together. Teamwork makes us all a little bit stronger. You know, I hate to make it a lighthearted look, but these people are completely idiotic. You're not supposed to say the word retards, and I'm not supposed to call them retards, so I'm not on air right now going to call them retards. But I could, because it would be fitting. But again, this is slightly offensive, and Right Wing Watch, you're not gonna, you know, get me saying that they're retards, okay? Because that would be rude and completely uncivilized. But hey, you know what? The police weren't having it. This next clip is they started doing drive-bys with pepper bullets and rubber bullets. The police panicked. They weren't even caring. They gave, this is the amount of shits they gave. Zero. They did not care. They just lit everyone up with pepper bullets. It's people's faces got cracked open. You can look at pictures of that online. I don't have time for all that, but check out the panic here when every time the police would come around to shoot up the protesters.
Everybody, go! Fuck! Help me out!
are doing drive-bys right now with rubber bullets.
Yeah, okay. That I do actually have like a straight up Blaze issued gas mask that I wear at these things. That's why you'll wonder, like, how is he getting footage in the middle of tear gas? Well, unfortunately, on the first night, I didn't get my boxes delivered to my house, so I didn't have a gas mask. So I got tear gas 3 times. Really unfortunate. That burns. It really sucks a lot. I cannot tell you. It's an effective tool, but what is going on? I mean, I don't even have the original. I mean, I have more footage, and I might publish it later on my podcast. You can just hear pop, 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 pop. They're just lighting us up with bullets and rubber bullets and pepper bullets, and you're just going, these police are not even aiming. It's just like everyone's screaming and hiding, and you're just like, this isn't Dallas, you know? Portland, maybe. New York, sure. Los Angeles, this is a Called Our Friday Nights. But, you know, in Dallas, you got to be kidding me. But the people didn't care. They weren't deterred. I want to play this video of this young girl. This is the people that were there. I didn't see a lot of Antifa, but I did see a lot of angry people that wanted a race war and felt disenfranchised. And I, you know, check this out.
You gotta kill me. Black lives matter. You gotta kill me. Black lives matter. Black lives matter.
I don't know why she wants the police to kill her. I don't know. Okay, I guess it was rhetorical. But they were looking for confrontation. And if this looks very confusing and this episode has been very confusing of my show and you don't know what's going on, you are following along perfectly well because I also don't know what's going on either. I really can't explain to you what happened. I just have a bunch of random clips. That's why I can't make a video on this. I have to just do it like this because I can't make an actual like street video on this stuff because I don't get what happened. But it gets pretty good. So then they started looting 7-Eleven and they were getting in fights outside over loot. This is weird. And apologies for the blurry footage on this next clip, but they were breaking the cash boxes out of stores and trying to get the money out of them. Then things got a little more organized and they decided that they were going to go, a lot of protesters said they were going to go to the white areas or the rich areas, of Dallas. And I'm not familiar with the area, so I don't know if there's similarities between wealth and race here or whatnot. I don't want to discount them. But this brings up the question, watch this video. There's luxury apartments and the people are going into the car park to break into the cars and steal stuff from the cars. And just literally look at this. You pay $2,000 to live in a luxury place during a coronavirus and you're shut down forcibly. You can't go anywhere. And then you have riots on your streets and people breaking into your cars. The age of the city life is over. You don't need to live anywhere now with the internet. The gimmick that living in a city is cool is just completely gone. Why are you paying $2,000 to live in a 500 square foot cigarette box only to have rioters who you claim to fight for? You're real liberal. Oh, I'm really fighting for them. Well, you know, enjoy your insurance bill when you find that your car was broken into. So the police, there was no police. Okay? The police were not there. They just weren't there. They were not there. They could not keep up with the protesters. They lost the city. They did. They couldn't do it. They just didn't do it. They didn't do a good job. Dallas police did a very bad job. They really did not do a good job. And I don't blame them. And this is not anti-police show. I just don't blame them. There wasn't anything you could do. You need a National Guard. You need a National Guard. Or maybe you needed some of these militias. Armed militias started coming into the city to defend the businesses.
Here, using our Second Amendment right to enforce letting everybody use their First Amendment right as long as they're peaceful. And, you know, we want people to protest. We're against the, you know, the militarization of the police as well and kind of what's going on right now. But we just want to also make sure that private businesses get staying out of it. If you have a problem with the police, take it up with the police. Leave private businesses out of it, and that's all.
So I want to use this last part of the show to talk about the most important clip that I captured of the night. It's just on one of my accounts, it already has 35 million views. That's pretty crazy. This video, I think across the internet right now, Trump weighed in on it. Trump shared my video. The president of the United States shared it. So it's shaping the conversation. But I want you to watch this, and then I'm going to give you some response.
Oh my god.
Look at y'all stupid ass.
You came out with a sword.
Yeah, that doesn't get easier to watch, to be real with you. What happened here, and I need to make this as brief as possible. My clip doesn't show the full story, okay? It doesn't show the full story. I released this clip, edited version. Go ahead and play the next edited version that I released that went viral.
Oh shit. Oh my god.
Shit. Look at y'all stupid ass.
You came out with a sword.
Okay. So obviously you see in the first video, which I released within 90 minutes of the second video, the man is running after these people. So let's explain what happened here at Sword Gate or Machete Gate. We're going to call this Machete Gate. I'm being accused by the entire left-wing media that would care about this stuff. Very insignificant individuals, though. Depressed people. They got to be depressed. I always think they're addicted to porn, probably, too. You don't get like that unless you look at some sick porn. But it's true. Doubt me. It's not true. I mean, it's just true. It's 100%. Yeah, it's 100% true. People go, why didn't you release the footage, the whole footage of the guy charging them with the machete? And you try to make it look like he was just a white guy that was, you said he was a store owner and he was defending his shop. He was really a crazy guy with a machete. Okay. No, I never said any of those things, that he was a store owner. I didn't even deny that he rushed them. I released a clip and didn't release my full one. You know why? Because before I started filming him rushing them, if you look at the other footage I shared from other people, they were throwing bricks and rocks at him, and he was actually running away from them, and then he charged them when they stopped. So the whole point of this is what really happened. What happened in this situation is that there was a man who liked a bar. He went to defend the bar. I don't know if he was a good man or a bad man, if he was a crazy man or a sane man. I never commented on his mental health even. But he went to protect a bar. I don't know if he swung first or if the protesters accosted him. I saw the protesters accost him first, and then he started swinging because I didn't see the machete at first. It was not uncommon for people to be protecting businesses. There were plenty of people outside with bats and guns, etc. I even saw one store owner pull out his pistol. So people were defending shops. I did say he appeared to be defending a store. Not his store, a store. If these stupid, moronic journalists can't understand the difference between his and A, I didn't say he was a shop owner. You guys made that up, okay? Then I saw them start to throw bricks and rocks at him. I don't know why. They just saw that, which is deadly force. I also saw him run away from them. And that's when I pulled out my started filming the situation. So I didn't put the full video up because the full video makes it look like he just attacked the people when that's not what happened. Then he ran at the people. I don't know why. It could have cost him his life, but I will tell you this, and I need to wrap this up. He panicked. He snapped, and maybe he wanted to kill people. I don't know, but I know that what's the scariest part is once they disarmed him, They continued to beat him up. They cracked his head open, and then they continued to stone him. They dropped rocks on him. Like a medieval times, people, wild animals. And after his head was cracked open, they robbed him. They robbed a man that was presumably dead. Now, he's not dead. And then I'll end on this. The media says, oh, you're spreading rumors the night of that he died. I said, I heard he died. I don't know. You know what real journalists do? They go out and get footage and they try to tell the story the best they can. And then they do the next day and they release more info when they get it. And the next day I told people he was alive when I was confirmed that he was alive. But all this being said and done, I want to end on this. You know, this man was not the only man. And this video is going to end on a clip, actually. This man is not the only man who was attacked while down. These people are vicious. They are violent. And I'm not there to expose the riots. I'm not there to be against Black Lives Matter or to justify a man with a machete. I don't give a damn. I'm there to expose what CNN and MSNBC and all these other mainstream media outlets won't show is that these are not protests. They're riots. And that's all I want to show is that there are rioters and there is violence there. I'm not here to justify any parties. I just want to show the truth, which people don't seem to care about anymore. And even when you show the truth, they'll write articles and defame you and slander you and try to ruin your entire career. Come at me, bro. Do whatever you want. You're a piece of shit in your stupid little journal that nobody even cares about anymore, writing lies and things against people like me who are making the news while you write about me. Take that in your pipe and smoke it. You write about me. You care about me. My name, I have free rent in your head. So continue to do that. Thank God that man is alive. But look at this clip from Brandon Farley, another journalist, showing similar events that happened around the area. Yeah, you know, take it what you want. Guys, go to my Twitter. I'm at Elijah Schaefer on Twitter. Go to my Instagram, at official slightly offensive. Twitter, I'm always giving live updates. There's a ton more footage there. And you can decide for yourself in the comments. We could go a long time, but unfortunately for this ADHD world, this is as long as you guys can even watch. But thank you guys so much again for watching another episode of Slightly Offensive with your favorite host, me, Elijah Schaefer. By no means am I all the footage that I shared was caught by me and filmed by me. Guys, this channel is adjusting and it's changing. It's gone from one-offs just in crazy places to literally making global news for like the fourth time in the last few months. I mean, this is getting insane. And thank you guys so much for supporting us always. Anyway, our studio is getting built. We are continuing to grow. We're out here in Blaze, and we're going to have some very amazing and great things ahead. Please sign up right now, blazetv.com/slightlyoffensive, to get all of our content, plus extended content that's going to be starting soon, and bonus footage. And also, as always, thank you guys so much again for being loyal SOBs. Those are slightly offensive backers, not sons of bitches. But maybe some of you are. Anyway, have a great rest of the week, as always, and may God bless the United States of America. I'm signing. Yeah.